energy forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 94. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tonight. Slight chance for scattered storms. Lows level off around 67. High temperatures reach up to 89. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 86.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall has officially introduced the Ending Agricultural Trade Suppression Act, also known as EAT Act, that would prevent state and local laws to impact the pre-harvest or agriculture products when it comes to interstate commerce. As KBCH News reports, that the proposal came after the Supreme Court upheld the California's Proposition 12 that sets certain living standards for hogs and egg-laying hens and prohibits the sale of any pork or eggs in California that comes from other states that do not hold these same standards. As agricultural organizations like the Kansas Livestock Association says they support the act and says that states like California shouldn't be able to dictate farming practices in other areas.
Make that decision that that's the right type of production practices for them to use in California. Certainly that's their prerogative. But the way in which it requires, it extends that reach to other states, it is concerning.
Mid-America Network News.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid until August 31st.
Law enforcement across the state of Kansas is warning about potentially having new scams demanding payments over the phone to Kansas residents. As WIBW reports, the latest comes out of Morris County, as the sheriff's office says that they have been notified of a new scam that involves a suspect who identified himself as an employee of an agency asking for payments over the phone. According to the sheriff's office, the residents had reported the phone calls demanding immediate payment for unpaid fines or unsatisfied warrants. They say they usually relate to false allegations of missing jury duty. According to a spokesperson from the sheriff's offices around the state, they say not to give any personal information out to someone who calls you, and do not pay anyone over the phone with a gift card or a prepaid debit card unless you initiated the purchase. They say the scammers can be intimidating by preying on residents with official-sounding phone calls that make threats of arrest, making you feel desperate and concerned. They're also reminding that the sheriff's offices would never collect any fines via a phone call, and if you have been a victim of a scam, you can call your local law enforcement agencies to report the incident. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. With the start of the fall school semester just right around the corner, students are also getting ready for their higher education, with many taking advantage of the program that was created by the state legislature back in August of 2020, known as the Nebraska Career Scholarship. As KSMD Local Channel 4 reports, these scholarships for Nebraska college students help pursue undergraduate degrees in high growth, high demand areas such as computer science, cybersecurity, healthcare, communication disorders, information technology, mathematics, psychology, engineering, and veterinary medicine. Universities across the state say that overall, the state had allocated more than $2 million into the scholarship program, increasing that total funding available for Nebraska University itself to $8 million. They say incoming freshmen and transfer students all qualify in the fields of study are eligible to receive the Nebraska.
Court is where the winners play in August. $2 giveaways every hour from 6 to 9. Saturdays from 7 to 11. Play Ducks of Love and win up to $3,000. More entertainment, more attractions, and more winning this August at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort. Where the winners play, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
We have Clay here from Best Body Shop. Clay, tell us what makes your shop different from the rest.
You know, that's a great question. One of the things that differentiates Best Body Shop from the other collision repair facilities is that we're not influenced by anything but repairing the car based on the manufacturer's guidelines. And so our sole focus is to make sure that your car is safe and properly repaired. So you can reach us at 316-445-9850. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 to 7, and on Saturday, 9 to noon.
This is Stacy reporting to you from KNDY Studio. As students and staff get prepared to go back to school, I had a chance to catch up with Denise O'Day, the superintendent from USD 108 Washington County Schools. She is excited to share that with enrollment numbers, they're sitting at 360 kids from pre-K through 12th grade, and they are further along this year than they were last year. Students' first day of school will be Thursday, August 17th. They will go a half a day in the morning. There will be a back-to-school night on August 16th at 6 p.m. She does want to welcome new staff, Braden Hubbard, fifth grade teacher, Gabe Sharp, special education 9 through 12, and Jackie Keating will be an aide to the first grade class. The exciting new things that she's anxious to share with the students and staff is the expansion of their building that began last year is complete this year with four new classrooms, two restrooms, a work area, and a storage area on the south end of the elementary school. This will now be utilized and full. The other excitement is the Endowment Association donated a new sound system for the gym and the football games. So they are debuting this $50,000 donation at the first athletic games. Ms. O'Day would also like to give a shout out to the custodians for all their hard work over the summer in preparing the buildings. She states the building is not the same with the kids not being there. As always, we'd like to thank Denise O'Day for visiting with us today and wish all the students and staff the best of luck as they begin their new year. As students and staff prepare to go back to school, I had the opportunity to catch up with Joel Bickford, the superintendent of USD 380 Schools. He is looking forward to a great year, and their first day of school is Thursday, August 17th. Mr. Bickford would like to welcome new staff, Misty Poe, Business Education, Centralia, Kelsey Gertis, Special Education, Elementary, Centralia, Olivia Kennedy, first grade, Frankfort, Kelly Horrigan, fourth grade, Frankfort, Stacy Busing, sixth grade, Frankfort, Adam Schreiner, Social Studies, Frankfort, Carissa Shirley, Music, Frankfort, Tamara Steinlogge, Curriculum Director. Mr. Bickford is excited to announce they have a new sensory hallway at the elementary school for their younger students. And he'd like to remind everyone about their community outreach 380 Grind. This is where you can enjoy a cup of coffee on the district and visit with staff about what's new in the district, understanding taxes and school finances, and reviewing and updating their strategic plan. They are offered in three places. They all begin at 8 a.m. The first location is Vermilion at Duchess Place, and that is the first Wednesday of each month. The second location is in Centralia at the library, and that's the second Wednesday of each month. And the third location is in Frankfort at the SBEC building on the third Wednesday of each month. As always, we'd like to thank Mr. Bickford for taking the time to visit with us, and we wish all the students and staff a great start to their new year.
A boil water advisory remains in effect for the city of Oquito. The advisory took effect Wednesday with a risk of bacterial contamination because of a water main break causing low water pressure in the distribution system. Residents of Oquito should boil water for 1 minute prior to drinking or food preparation or use bottled water. Dispose of ice cubes. Do not use ice from a household automatic ice maker. If tap water appears dirty, flush the water lines by letting the water line run until it clears. Disinfect dishes and other food contact surfaces by immersion for at least 1 minute with bleach and water. Water used for bathing is not generally to be bathed. Supervision of children is necessary so the water is not ingested. Axtell Day's theme this year is progress, prosper, and party. The events begin Friday with the Axtell football team barbecue serving at the concession stand beginning at 5:30. Performances by Little Steps Dance and Gymnastics at 6:15, and a cornhole tournament begins Friday evening at 6:30. Free music with Susie and the Reckless will be featured from 7 until 10 with a 5K glow run and walk at 9 p.m. Registration at 8:30. Saturday events will include a breakfast from 8 until 2. Bicycle fun run begins at 8:30. The parade begins at 10 a.m. in Axtell Saturday. Kids activities featured from 11 to 1. Touch a truck from 11 to 1. Kids pedal pull is scheduled at 11:30. Handcrafted bingo at the Legion from 1 to 4 with a tractor country cruise Saturday afternoon at 2. Fireman chicken and pulled pork barbecue will serve 5 until 8 with homemade ice cream at the Legion. A powder puff garden tractor pull wraps the weekend up Sunday beginning at 1 o'clock. Gary L. Paul, age 78, of Bellevue, formerly of Wymore, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Westside Baptist Church in Beatrice. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 6 at the Laughlin Hova Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Gary Paul. Renee L. Mingy Bartlett, age 55, of DeWitt, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Plymouth. Harmon Wright Mortuary of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Renee Bartlett. Nancy Jo Steele, age 73, of Riley, passed away Thursday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Anders Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Nancy Steele.
School is back in session. Kick off the school year with an A-plus on your internet connection by signing up for Blue Valley Internet. New customers get $100 off. Existing customers that boost their speed get a $50 bill credit. Set your family up for success this school year with the internet from Blue Valley Technologies. Find more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
If you live in or around the Axtell community and are passionate about fitness, the Axtell Community Foundation has lifetime memberships available for the new Community Fitness Center. A limited number of lifetime memberships are being sold, so visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to grab yours. With weight machines, a walking track, stair climbers, physical therapy rooms, and possible exercise classes, this state-of-the-art facility looks to improve its patrons and the community around it. Individual memberships will start at $35, but only 20 lifetime memberships are being made available, while donations are always welcomed. Getting fit and supporting the community is what the Fitness Center is all about. Visit the Axtell Community Fitness Center Facebook page to view pictures, make a donation, or grab a membership and find out how you can help build a healthier community today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms with our highs in the lower to upper 90s. More scattered showers early tonight, otherwise staying clear with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Sunshine into Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and mid-90s, before another chance for some scattered showers Saturday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s, then more showers likely into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Some rain may linger into Monday morning, otherwise sunny and cooler with our highs in the upper 70s and mid-80s. Clear skies into Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More sunshine as we head into Tuesday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. Then partly cloudy into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to mid-60s. Sunny Wednesday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-August, 90. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 68. And the record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:36.
We used to say corn was knee-high or up to an elephant's eye. It might be time for some new sayings. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 11th, the 223rd day of the year. Actress Viola Davis has a birthday, and the first federal prisoners were transported to Alcatraz Island on this day in 1934. You've heard of Jack and the Beanstalk, but here's a real-life story about Jason and his giant cornstalk. The student from upstate New York was experimenting with growing tall corn for years. His most recent success, a 45-foot-tall corn stalk. The giant-sized corn is the result of selective breeding, experimentation with light regimens, and planting in climates with long growing seasons. Corn stalks of that height are of little commercial use, but the work may have valuable implications for other crops. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
CJ Express in Marysville and Frankfurt is your summer spot with free fountain drink Fridays. Buy 8 or more gallons of fuel every Friday all summer long to claim your free 32-ounce fountain drink.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. NFL preseason is officially here as we get ready for the regular season of 2023 with the Kansas City Chiefs kicking off their first pregame season this Sunday with a noon kickoff against the New Orleans Saints. Going into the early preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs, the NFL has ranked the latest 2023 wide receiver and tight end rankings for all 32 teams, with Kansas City coming in at number 18 across the nation. According to the report, they say it was difficult, with Patrick Mahomes raising and elevating everyone on the team and Travis Kelce being the best tight end in the league. However, when it comes to overall wide receivers and tight ends, the Kansas City Chiefs come in ranking 12th and 26th. Many NFL experts say even without the proof, the latest recruits for the Chiefs, including Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, and Rashee Rice, give the Chiefs a number of potential weapons to replace the production that we saw last year from Juju Smith-Schuster. After this week, the Chiefs also go into game number 2 of their preseason against the Arizona Cardinals on Saturday next week with an evening kick at 7 p.m.
The summer of savings is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In August, explore summer with confidence in a new Kia Seltos. Beauty and brawn for life's adventures. Ready to upgrade your Jeep Compass, Ford Escape, Honda CR-V, or Toyota RAV4? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Seltos and get a $1,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $1,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today, with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old compact SUV and upgrade to a new Kia Seltos today and get a $1,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you!
Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid until August 31st.
It's officially time for the fall school semester across the state of Kansas, with many school districts either back in action or starting up again here in the next week or so. But there's one concern with the return of the students in the classroom, with many athletic directors concerned about referee shortages when it comes to the athletics for the fall sports. As according to many athletic directors across the state, they say between the aging out and retiring of many referees and the little pay, they're concerned about filling the slots.
A lot of officials are older and they're just aging out. They're just retiring, and that's really where the shortage comes into, like teaching and everything else like that, because a lot of officials are actually educators, which a lot of people don't realize. And so as that population gets a little older, we just need to fill it in with a younger population.
That audio from KSN News, where he says not only is pay an issue, and with the ongoing retirees of the late generation of referees, but also a concern of the sportsmanship towards referees from some of the parents. According to Keisha, they are working on trying to create regulations regarding the sportsmanship and find ways to recruit new referees across the state.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Witness the cutting-edge humor that catapulted stars like Steve Carell, Tina Fey, Keegan-Michael Key, Stephen Colbert, Chris Farley, and even Mike Myers. As the most influential name in comedy, The Second City comes to Marysville High School Friday, August 18th at 7 p.m. Experience a night of laughter and brilliance as the next rising stars of Comedian Rhapsody deliver their best sketch comedy, songs, and trademark improv. Tickets are $15 and available by calling or texting 785-859-4260 or online at marshallcountyarts.org.
Many people remember Clark Gable in the movie Gone with the Wind, but have you seen him in his role of a dying Union soldier? His joke turned out to be taken literally. Today, he's immortalized in this famous scene. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by my friends at Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I'd overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1880s, General John Logan commissioned a campaign poster to be created, a 40-foot-tall and 358-foot-wide mural of the Battle of Atlanta, of which he commanded Union troops. However, he died just before the piece was unveiled. It was eventually acquired by the City of Atlanta.
Fortunately, the City of Atlanta moved forward plans on creating a facility specifically to house the painting in 1892, the origin of the cyclorama.
The building displayed the large painting in a giant circle. It took 10 artists to paint it, and they took great care in researching the scenes they put on the giant linen.
They were able to recount and recover diaries and sketches from battle scenes. The artists traveled from Milwaukee, Wisconsin to gain a vantage point of some of the landscapes and things of that nature.
For 44 years, it was just one large painting. But then a diorama was created. Horses, soldiers, wagons, roads, and more were created in front of the painting to make it 3D. It was a WPA project in the 1930s. The effect is amazing.
This was a project introduced to the city to help create jobs. There were 100 to 150 different artist jobs created to bring about the diorama.
The diorama has changed some. After the 1936 premiere of Gone with the Wind, Clark Gable came here to view it.
Jokingly, he made the comment that the painting and diorama was not quite finished. However, if a depiction of him was added, it would be a whole lot better. So we do have Mr. Gable on the diorama, however depicted as a dead Union soldier.
It's all part of this over-century-old exhibit that still amazes today. Traveling the countryside in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCray.
Horses aren't susceptible to many ear problems, but they can crop up. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Keep an eye out for signs of ticks, mites, and other vermin that can bug your horse's ears as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
Uses its ears to express itself. Their position can tell you a lot about the horse's mood. But if he shakes his head, won't let you put the bridle on, and doesn't like his ears messed with, something might be irritating the insides of those ears. Kathy Anderson is an extension horse specialist at the University of Nebraska. She says if the horse will let you, gently look into the ear to see what's bugging him.
If they've gotten ticks, you might be able to see them. There's various different kinds of ticks or mites or gnats and stuff that can start to irritate them. So you'll notice maybe some scabbiness up there in their ears, some matting, and some of those types of things are probably the most common things that you'll first see.
For the most part, a horse's ears are self-cleaning. But Anderson says if you need to get rid of the insects and gunk inside, wipe them out with a cloth sprayed with fly spray. If it's a bad infection or the horse won't let you touch its ears, you should probably call your vet.
They can come out and they can kind of mildly sedate the horse and do a little bit better job of cleaning things up inside that ear. Sometimes also they'll go ahead and deworm them because with whatever might be irritating or going on, the basic dewormer can help clean up some of the mites and clean up some of the things that might be in there causing the irritation of that horse's ears.
Horses that have a severe reaction to insect bites might also need an oral anti-inflammatory treatment. Anderson says the fuzzy hair inside the horse's ear is a natural defense to keep bugs from going internal and should be left alone. Some people clip out the hair if they're going to show the horse, and in that case, she recommends preventing problems by wiping out the ears with fly spray on a cloth. Learn more about caring for your equine's ears at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh.
never forget the first time my daughter wanted to bake cookies on her own. After about 5 minutes in, I heard, "Mom, I need help," and had to smile. I knew it was only a matter of time. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, occasionally we all need help with something, and it's certainly true when it comes to money. There are many components to making sure we're being good stewards of our finances. And because of this, it's actually helpful to work with a financial professional. When you work with a financial professional, you can help ensure that you have a vision for your finances. They'll help you understand where you are today, and based on where you want to be in the future, they'll help you make sure you have a path to get there. If you're considering working with a financial professional, make sure you find someone who will really listen and understand your purpose in life and your unique needs. When you do, you'll have greater financial clarity, helping you live a life full of meaning and gratitude.
St. Gregory's Parish Bazaar is Saturday, August 12th. Everyone welcome to Mass at 4:30. Games and food begin at 5:30. They'll feature ham and fried chicken dinner served inside the air-conditioned parish hall. To-go meals also available. They'll have concessions with brats, burgers, and hot dogs, a beer garden, raffle tickets for quilts and prizes, plus family-friendly games and more. St. Gregory's annual Parish Bazaar at St. Gregory Catholic Church, Marysville, Saturday, August 12th. Games and food begin at 5:30.
Native American farmers and ranchers and their communities benefit from a fund I'll tell you about today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. 13 years ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture agreed to settle a court case against it stemming from the way the USDA had treated Native American farmers and ranchers. Out of that settlement came the Native American Agriculture Fund. The fund's Director of Communications and Policy, Whitney Sawney, says the situation originated with a federal law passed in 1887 called the Dawes Act.
So under that act, communal land was divided and distributed among those individual tribal members, and then the remaining land or surplus land was often sold to non-natives.
Sawney says Native American communities could do better if their local farmers were supported better.
We are often in the most remote areas of our nation. Our communities are in the middle of food and credit deserts, and this illuminates a greater need for further investment in rural agricultural infrastructure.
Sawney says the Ag Fund offers a diverse platform of funding opportunities.
When we have investments in things like farm production, from processing and packaging and transportation, we capture more of that food dollar that stays more regional and more local. And there's a potential value of about $45.4 billion annually.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For a limited time only, Sonic's small hand-mixed classic shakes are just $1.99 all day. And with a deal that sweet, they don't need me to convince you to go get yourself a sweet and creamy little treat. So instead, I'll just take this time to list flavors in my sexy voice. Chocolate. Strawberry. Peanut butter. Yeah, you're welcome. $1.99 small classic shakes all day at Sonic. Tax not included, add-ins cost extra. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
The annual Axtell Day celebration this weekend kicks off with a fun Friday. The Axtell Eagle football team barbecue at City Park begins at 5:30. A cornhole tournament at 6:30. Live music with Susie and the Reckless performing 7 till 10 p.m. And a 5K glow run and walk begins at 9 on Friday. Saturday activities include the parade at 10 a.m. Kids activities 11 to 1. Touch a truck. The Fireman's Barbecue serves Saturday, 5 till 8 p.m. Full schedule of events on Facebook on the Axtell Pride page. Don't miss the Axtell Discovery Days this weekend. An Axtell invitation from Axtell Truss. Quality roof trusses designed, engineered, and constructed to your specifications. Reliable, delivered on-site for you from Axtell Truss. Axtell Lumber for all of your building needs. From start to finish, they have everything that you need at Axtell Lumber. Landall Company Marysville, a proud part of a proud community celebrating 60 years in business. See their employment opportunities at landall.com. Axtell Car Wash cleans up your ride fast, convenient. They're a strong supporter of the Axtell community. Stop in Axtell Car Wash, inviting you to the Axtell Day celebration.
Midwest Land and Home is holding a land auction Saturday, August 26th, 10 a.m. at the FNB Bank Community Room in Washington. Up for auction is 480 acres of northern Washington County land being sold in four tracts. Tracts 1, 3, and 4 are predominantly native grass pasture with excellent water and good fences. Track 2 is an 80-acre tract with 52 acres of cropland, 10 acres of hay meadow, and the remainder being excellent wildlife habitat. Tracts are located approximately 11 miles north of Washington, Kansas, between Washington County State Lake and the Nebraska border. All tracts are easily accessible from good county and township gravel roads. This area is known for its excellent native grass pasture and giant white-tailed deer habitat. All Midwest Land and Home auctions offer a state-of-the-art online bidding platform. Online bidders must register no later than 12 p.m. Thursday, August 24th. For information or to view these great properties, go to MidwestLandAndHome.com or contact listing broker Mark Ulick at 785-747-8568. When you want the best, trust Midwest.
Here's a look at your ag news for this Friday, August the 11th. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Jeff Aiken. As the end of the 2023 growing season rapidly approaches, it's a good time to consider getting in the field a little bit earlier for harvest. Here's Chad Smith.
Jeff Cravens is the GSI Director of North America Grain Dealer Sales East. He says this can minimize the chance of invisible loss, also known as phantom yield loss, and can lessen the chance of mechanical loss from the combine.
One of the easiest methods is just to consider an early corn harvest to reduce that phantom yield loss. Phantom yield loss occurs once the corn hits its black line and the plant ceases all the water movement and stops allowing nutrients into the kernel. At this stage, the kernel is trying to produce the next generation of corn, and the seed must consume some of its dry matter, basically burn its carbohydrates, with the moisture content falling to around 15%.
He also notes that harvesting earlier can also widen the harvest window, leading to less stress and the possibility of needing fewer trucks, combines, and other harvest equipment to get the job done.
You will see yield gains. There's several university studies out there, Mississippi State, Purdue, University of Kentucky, some others that are working on this as well, but just the phantom yield loss piece itself, they show probably average gains between 6 and 10%. So even at the low end of that, if you say 6%, you've got a 200 bushel average yield. If you can gain 6 bushels on $5 corn, it starts to add up pretty significantly over 1,000 acre farms.
For more information, farmers can contact their GSI dealer or visit grainsystems.com. Chad Smith reporting.
And that's a look at your ag news for this Friday. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Wheat farmers looking for high yield potential and consistency across varied conditions are choosing AgriPro brand wheat variety AP Bigfoot. Now in its second year, AP Bigfoot has demonstrated industry-leading yield potential along with acid soil tolerance and very good leaf and stripe rust tolerance. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate and ask about AP Bigfoot. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro associates at agriprowheat.com.
Your Mid-America Network News is your source for news coverage across the Mid-America region. Hear the latest news stories across the states of Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and even into the panhandle of Texas. From legislative coverage...
So if you look at the number of fentanyl samples submitted to the KBI lab...
Local storm damage and community events in your area, your Mid-America Network News will keep you in the know. Join us every day, all day long, right here with the Mid-America Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When it comes to negotiating rental rates for land, it's not just about the numbers released by USDA in their annual county cash rental rate survey. It is also about production history data. And Kansas State University is providing that information to landowners across the state. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Today, we gather to celebrate the start of spraying season. The applications we make come with great promise, but also many questions. Will we spray too much? Will we spray too little? One can only hope that things will work out at harvest. Probably. Anyway, let's join together.
Still spraying and praying? Get the data you need to make informed decisions with John Deere Operations Center. Talk to your dealer or find us online to learn more.
Out here, work won't wait. That's why every Polaris off-road vehicle is engineered to make quick work of tough jobs. Carry everything you need. Go places other farm equipment can't. Work long hours with less fatigue. From grading gravel to herding cattle, Polaris gives you the upper hand on hard work.
When it comes to providing information on county cash rental rates, Kansas State University takes it a step further to help. Kansas State University Associate Professor in the Department of Agricultural Economics, Greg Ibendahl.
We're trying to come up with a starting point for negotiations between tenants. There's so many landowners now who are probably not maybe one or two or maybe more generations removed. They may not even live in Kansas. In fact, we're thinking maybe we should even offer a seminar down in Florida for landowners down there. So that, you know, these people who are away from farming for a few generations, they don't really know where a good cash rental rate is. They don't know if the farmer is trying to take advantage of them or not, or if what they're paying or getting is too low. So we're trying to give people a good starting point for when they're negotiating what their rental rate should be.
He further explains the cash rental rate estimate that KSU produces and publishes.
We always have the USDA survey thing as our baseline, but then what we try to do is we look at the profitability of that ground and try to come up with an estimate based on productivity here. So we're giving a different estimate than what the USDA provides.
Ibendahl says that they come up with a cash county estimate using the KSU Farm Business Management Program.
As far as getting a feel for what the expenses should be to grow a crop, and then we're looking at current prices and such to get an idea for net farm income. And that gives us an idea of what the rental rate could be based on the productivity of that soil we've been seeing over the past few years.
Which is then combined with the USDA survey numbers. The KSU Cash County Rental Rates Report is published annually in September. I'm Lori Boyer. For more agriculture information, log on to agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University's Department Head of Agronomy, Raj Khosla, has received financial support to research nitrogen use efficiency in wheat. K-State is in partnership with the Hebrew University of Jerusalem to complete this study and will begin work soon.
We decided last year that let's go ahead and put a proposal focused on wheat crop, enhancing nutrient use efficiency, particularly nitrogen, and that's how it came together. And we heard the good news a month back or so that we are funded.
He discusses how the partnership will work and how it will contribute to understanding more about nitrogen use efficiency in wheat.
The way this project works is that We set up an experiment here in the state of Kansas, and almost an identical experiment in Israel with our collaborator. That way we're collecting data from two locations almost at the same time, okay? Wheat crop is prominent in Kansas. Wheat crop is prominent in Israel. And so our collaborator and their graduate students and students who are engaged in this project will be establishing this experiment, the treatments, will be investigating the hypothesis that we have put together in our proposal, and we'll conduct experimentation in those locations. It is possible that we may set up a couple of locations here in Kansas, and they may do a couple of locations there too, but whatever we do, we try to mimic each other so that they, we can further science together that's beneficial for them as well as for us.
COSLA explains how they plan to gain more information about the crop before beginning work.
So our program deploys a lot of sensors and sensing technology so that we can sense water or soil moisture and nitrates in soil, hopefully in near real time. Okay, and then we use that data to translate that data into information and finally into decisions so that we can make better management decisions for our crop. And that's precisely what we're thinking we will be doing with wheat. We have already, our group has already started studying wheat and crop response to nitrogen levels. Where are the opportunities for us to make a difference? And so we're moving into full speed thinking how we're going to implement this project.
That was the head of the Department of Agronomy at Kansas State University, Raj Khosla, with information about how he will use the grant and international relationship to further knowledge on how wheat uses nitrogen. This $310,000 grant was awarded from the Binational Agriculture Research and Development Foundation. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Look at your midday markets on this Friday, presented by Pluto Commodities. You can find them online at PlutoCommodities.com. Here's Dominic. Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. Well, today, right now, we have a bid in the cattle market. I'm going to start there. The feeders are up 85 cents at 248.85. Set feeders up a dollar, 252.57. Ox feeders running 85 cents higher at 254.17. In the live cattle, they're a little lower, but we are seeing some cash start to shake loose in western Nebraska. I heard a little 188 out there. I've got August live cattle down 22 cents at 180.87. Ock live cattle down 57 at 181.95. Hogs, better day for the cutout. October's up a $1.07 in the hogs at 81.40. Deese hogs higher by 67 cents at 74.45. Looking at the grain markets here, we've had a slow-to-develop reaction to the USDA report earlier. Right now, we're trading lower. Sep corn down 8 3/4 at 474.5. Deese corn down 9 1/4 at 487. In the soybeans, we're down 12 1/4 in the sep at 1339 3/4. No beans down 7 1/4 at 1311. In the meal, we've got the September contract down $3.20 a ton at 411.80. In the bean oil, September is down 75 cents at 63.43. Chicago wheat, SEP is down 11 cents at 626 3/4. KC wheat, we're down 12 1/4 at 754 3/4. December KC wheat's down 13 at 766 1/4. Spring wheat slipping into the red. September is down 0.25 cent at 816. For more information on these markets, give us a call at Pluto Commodities, 877-87-PLUTO. Or visit us at PlutoCommodities.com.
Market uncertainty is an everyday expectation. That's why you need Pluto Commodities. From daily market commentaries to focusing on a proper cost structure and risk management plan for your trading, Pluto Commodities creates an individualized plan to help you grow your own farm business. 877-87-PLUTO or online at PlutoCommodities.com. And make sure to download the Pluto Commodities mobile app. The trading of derivatives such as futures and options may not be suitable for all investors. Derivatives trading involves substantial risk, and you should fully understand those risks prior to trading. Andrew McCarty Incorporated utilizes the following legal DBA, Pluto Commodities.
Wheat farmers looking for high yield potential and consistency across varied conditions are choosing AgriPro brand wheat variety AP Bigfoot. Now in its second year, AP Bigfoot has demonstrated industry-leading yield potential along with acid soil tolerance and very good leaf and stripe rust tolerance. AP Bigfoot is also one of the top varieties in the AgriPro lineup for wheat streak mosaic virus tolerance. Call your local AgriPro associate and ask about AP Bigfoot. Find agronomic and performance data and a list of AgriPro.
Now 70 now, $15 in there, 70 now, 20.
Armstead Real Estate and Auction, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. It started with...
Hey, yay! Hey, yay! Hire a professional you can trust.
That was Tom several years ago. He's been with the family business for over 20 years and sells real estate and auctions regularly in Kansas and Nebraska. He works with...
This is Rob, the other son. I'm your contact and the one who plans and organizes marketing and selling your home, land, or personal property.
Rob specializes in home and acreage sales throughout Marshall and the surrounding area. Tom and Rob are joined by brother-in-law Tom Kirkland, who specializes in real estate in Marysville. But it all started with...
Hello, folks. This is Tim Olmstead.
For over 40 years, people have trusted and relied on the Olmstead family. Together, they have more experience than any other real estate and auction team in the area. Put their experience to work for you. Call Tim, Tom, and Rob at 353-2210.
KNDY.
As we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
A classic country library so big, we had to put it on two stations, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY, and K231 AX Marysville.